The soil folds over and over and is torn by the iron blade of the plow, dragging its blunt strength like a forlorn gesture stripped to one syllable, one word, a gasp from the throat's gut. Time is woven into the canopy of pine trees and the swollen blood-caked time that is elsewhere. Time is elsewhere and bringing its dangerous wilderness of civilization, war, brutality, killing, rape, and contracts written into the bones of the dead. And his strangely angular, half-finished body, its stink and issued physics, its spiraling biological maze, its dog-bitten chemistry. It seems to be toiling through a medieval ancient truth, a moment history both recall and forget simultaneously, as if either too obvious to speak or too minute to know what snaps like a dry branch that fell in autumn and is now just a dead thing amongst the snow grains and its muteness, or a hollowed out bone the narrow sucked out by coyote or even timber wolf and their brackish, spit dribbling jaws. Ask for forgiveness now, you think. Ask now before the inevitable catastrophe, a hell rising into the dark chamber of the disease festering heart to come, the moment when nature is ruptured not by dying. That's nature, no, a birth for that's nature too, but by the ordinance of men. Coming over their legal horizons with plot lines and the devastation of words, language, law, and legislation risen from some room or other, dense with its books and lawyers and sheriffs and governance. The ordinance of the bookworm inks over the world, in the small plot, the field covering itself with the late afternoon. So scream for forgiveness before the black ink covers that earth and drowns like the first flood, the flood that covers all the earth and shatters the delicate strands of living and dying. But forgiveness. Forgiveness is a bitch and a long time and a journey. It is obscure as berries and empty eyes and strangers coming down valleys and mountains and across the great plains, the roads that have forgotten to go anywhere. But inwards, where a terror is in the daytime, the rain over a burial walk where fantasies and dreams lie, and what will come to redeem you of this Josie Wales? Same as everyone else, I reckon. Josie Wales. Other damned folks. Other damned folks like you, Josie Wales. Blood from the sickening open wound drips like tears in the ruby darkness onto his leather boots, and dust rises in the faces, all of them, they seem to be opened up like sunlight might open a flower.